A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. We live in a culture where big is better. Big houses, big screen TVs, big shopping malls, sports arenas, you name it. Big is better. The same culture also prefers big numbers, 3 cars instead of 1, several houses instead of 1, multitudinous electronic devices of all sorts. And this culture is short on silence, short on attentiveness to the land, the soil, trees, birds, even short on natural earth rhythms of sleeping and rising, resting and working, of waiting and watching. On the other hand, the 2 parables we just heard are strong on all these things, as they also suggest that the small, the inconspicuous, even imperceptible, carry enormous value, at least and especially in the life of faith. They challenge us, don't they, to ask ourselves if we really believe that. Do we live out of a belief, a faith, that small gestures, inconspicuous acts, that just planting tiny seeds of love, of hope, will bear fruit, that these hidden actions are often what stir into flame the gift of God that we have, as Paul advises Timothy in our first reading. As I asked myself those questions, pondering through the lens of faith, the importance, the value of smallness, of quiet, no fanfare sorts of behavior, an experience of mine from many years ago surfaced in my mind as if to remind me in very concrete terms that such behavior does matter, that it is not inconsequential. In the Women's Day prison where I was ministering, every Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, we had Mass in the awaiting trial unit. We celebrated in a large rec room, always full for this Mass. The priest presider came to us from a nearby provincial house of an Italian missionary group. English was his second language, and he spoke it with a rather heavy Italian accent. Most of us had trouble understanding his homilies. One day, when he got particularly entangled in the English, he himself said to the group, "Oh, I should just shut up. I get all mixed up." To which one of the women at the back of the room shouted, "Hey, you're here." The rest of the congregation applauded. He was there. He faithfully and cheerfully came every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Week after week, in fact, year after year. And that was what mattered to this very grateful congregation, though a hidden one, a pretty much unknown and forgotten one, except by a few people like this priest. His language of the heart, faithful, compassionate, joyful, that was the only language they needed, and it was the language they fully understood. So, this is how it is with the reign of God.